It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley, and this week on Fresh Oil, we've been talking about miracles. I've been writing a new book called Miracles Happen to Ordinary People, and I'm using some of the stories from that I want to share with you on just the understanding the miraculous power of God. You know, several years ago, my missionary friend Mike Campbell was preaching in a Muslim country, and during the service, he received a word of knowledge, and he declared through the microphone, he said, "Someone here broke your back over 20 years ago, and you haven't been able to pick up your children when they were young, and you've struggled to get around. If this is you, stand up." And a woman wearing a black burqa slowly rose to her feet, and as she stepped into the aisle, the only part of her visible to him was her eyes, because she was dressed in the traditional Muslim attire, completely covered. She came forward, and Mike said to her, "I'm going to lay my hands on you and pray," and immediately she responded, "Don't you touch me, you infidel." He was unshaken, and he calmly said to her, "If I don't lay hands on you, the power of God won't come upon you tonight, because healing operates through the laying on of hands, according to Scripture." She hesitated for a moment before finally saying, "Fine, you can touch me, but only with one finger, and don't touch my skin." So Mike gently placed a single finger on the top of her head, and he prayed, "Father, in obedience to your word, I thank you that the anointing is destroying the yoke of bondage, and I declare that her back is healed in Jesus' name." Now the woman took a few steps forward, and then she stopped. She bent slightly down and then a little deeper, and she was testing her movement, and suddenly she jumped straight up and let out a loud squeal. And when her feet hit the ground, she took off running and racing through the building and then out the door. My friend Mike stood there for a moment wondering what had just happened and where had she gone. The meeting was being held in the church's Life Center, which seated about 1,000 people. And off to the side, there was a group of about 75 men who were sitting together. Mike later learned that they were refugees from a neighboring country. And the moment the woman ran out, these 75 men leapt to their feet and they rushed to the front of the church. And through an interpreter, Mike led them to Christ that night, and it was later revealed that they all knew who this woman was. And you see, the following night, testimonies were being shared by those who had been healed in the crusade. And to everyone's surprise, the same woman came forward again, but this time she looked totally different. She was no longer wearing a burqa. Instead, she wore black jeans and a simple shirt. And her face, however, was swollen, and she had two black eyes, and it was clear she had a story to tell. She stepped up to the microphone and turned to the crowd, and she spoke very boldly. She said, "I have served Allah all my life. I had a broken back, and Allah did nothing for me. But last night, a man named Jesus, whom this preacher spoke about, touched me and made me whole. I went home, and for the first time in years, I hugged my babies and picked them up. I walked around freely, and I made a decision. I took off my burqa, and I said, I will never serve Allah another day. I will serve Jesus for the rest of my life." With that, she handed the microphone back to my friend Mike and returned to her seat. At that moment, another wave of people, around 300, rushed forward, and they gave their lives to Jesus Christ. It was only then that Mike discovered the full significance of this woman's testimony. You see, she was the wife of the local imam from the large mosque just down the street. This happened on a Tuesday night. And by Thursday, the final night of the crusade, a TV crew arrived at the church, and they were requesting to broadcast the event live. Now understand this, Mike was preaching in a Muslim country, a place where proclaiming Christ was not just controversial, but it was dangerous. And he was openly preaching about a Jewish man named Jesus to a predominantly Muslim audience. The TV reporter told him this, He said, one thing we cannot deny is the miracles we've heard about, especially from that woman. And that night, the service was broadcast across the Middle East, proclaiming the reality of miracles. And in the final moments of that last service, the imam was there, and he stepped forward, and he gave his heart to Jesus Christ. You see, friend, there are miracles of protection, like I spoke about yesterday when God protected me and told me to put my hands on the wheel when I had no idea I was about to have a blowout with my car. Then there are miracles of provision, where God supernaturally provides us with the finances we need. And pastoring a church now for over 40 years, I cannot even begin to tell you how many times I thought there was no way I was going to be able to pay the bills, and God did something supernatural, and He provided. I remember on the way to church one Sunday, I told my wife, I said, I have to have a miracle financially today, and I don't know how it's going to happen. When I got to my office that day, for some reason, I went out to the mailbox on that Sunday morning. I had never done that before. Mail doesn't come on Sunday. But I went out and opened the mailbox, and there was a very thick envelope. I brought it inside and set at my desk, and I opened up the envelope, and out fell all these checks. It must have been 20 to 25 checks that were in this envelope. And there was a letter from a lady, and it simply said, Pastor Keith, I listen to your sermons every week when my mother-in-law mails them to me here where we live in Florida. I travel on the road and don't have a home church, and when I prayed about where I should send our tithe, God told me I was being fed by your ministry, and I decided to send the checks to Grace Family Church. My friend, those checks totaled exactly what we needed to pay the bills that week. I have seen God do this with my finances again and again. There was a time in the mid-1980s when I would pass the plate at the church three times a week, and it was not enough to pay the bills. I prayed and asked God, what do I do? How am I going to handle this? I don't even like asking for money. And God told me, then stop. I thought, if I'm having trouble now, and I'm asking for money three times a week, what am I going to do when I stop? God instructed me to have one of my deacons make a box, and I was to place that box in the back of the church, and I was to give our finances to God and stop trying to raise them on my own. Now, I'm not saying that every church needs to follow that. I'm saying I knew I heard the voice of God, and I had to follow it. That day, I made a decision. I never took an offering again. I simply gave it to God, and we have boxes in the back of our church by the door. Do you know that very week, our finances doubled? And for 40 years now, I have never had to beg for money. If I even ask for money, it's for missions or for Samaritan's Purse after a hurricane or something like that. And all I do is just share that if you want to give, give this, and we're going to help out this organization. See, miracles of provision, they go way beyond individual blessings. And sometimes God just moves upon a community to help someone who's in need, to reach out, like the hurricane that we had this past year, and people in the Carolinas and in Florida suffered immensely after this hurricane. And I know my congregation and people all across the nation gave, and we saw God help out when our government was not even able to. These moments of shared compassion reveal that miracles involve not only divine intervention, but sometimes human cooperation from the community to give and watch God do something that's impossible in the natural. Stories like I've shared with you today encourage us to explore these everyday moments that may otherwise go unnoticed. Whether it's a dramatic medical recovery, a narrow escape from danger, or just a timely act of generosity, or the mending of a broken relationship, these accounts challenge us to recognize the extraordinary within our ordinary lives. I believe when God chooses to do a miracle, He is also choosing to intervene in our lives in an extraordinary way, to change our lives in ways that may not have been envisioned in the natural. And God does it in a supernatural way. Now, someone might be listening to this today and you say, Keith, you've told these grand stories and I've never encountered something like that in my life. How do I know to even believe what you're saying? My friend, first of all, you don't have to take my word for it. Research through the pages of Scripture and you'll see that our God is a God of miracles. He did it in the Old Testament and He did it in the New, and He still does miracles when we believe Him and we trust Him to do the impossible. I guarantee you, if you look back over your life, there are times when God intervened in your life and you just wrote it off as a coincidence. But now you realize, as you listen to the story, it was probably a miracle that God just chose to remain anonymous in. Now, I want to close out today's program with a miracle that will blow your mind. I actually witnessed this with my own eyes in a meeting when my pastor invited a man by the name of Ronald Cohen from Oklahoma to come and speak in our congregation. When Ronald was 7 years old in 1951, he had his right eyeball surgically removed after an accident. And 10 months later, during a miracle tent crusade revival, suddenly someone laid hands on him thinking he had just a lazy eye and asked God to let him see. And you know what happened, friend? He began to see through this empty eye socket. He had an artificial eye, but he began to see through it. And as a result of this spectacular miracle, he would travel the world for the next 43 years declaring the miracle power of God. I will never forget, I was 17 years old, and I remember him walking up to the front of our congregation. They taped up his good eye, taped it shut with a big thick cloth. He took the artificial eye out of his eye socket, and then someone would bring up their driver's license and he would read it. He could see perfectly out of an empty eye socket where the eyeball had been removed because somebody prayed and asked God to heal him. Now, that's rather dramatic, and you might not even believe it. And I wouldn't probably believe it had I not seen it with my own eyes. But I'm here to tell you, friend, over the last 60 years of my life that I have been a Christian, I have seen God do the miraculous time and time again. And I am convinced that miracles happen to ordinary people, not just people with great big faith and big names or degrees after their name. But God does miracles for ordinary people like you and like me. I don't know what kind of a miracle you need today, whether you're in a financial strait and you say, Keith, I really need God to intervene in my finances. I don't know if you have a sickness that perhaps like the little woman that we shared about today, who was sick for 12 years and she had suffered from many physicians. Maybe you're like that. You've been to every kind of doctor imaginable. I was in that place just about a year and a half ago. I saw every kind of a doctor you could imagine. And you know what? None of them could help me. But my God intervened and He healed my body. And I can walk again today because miracles happen to ordinary people. I want to pray for you today in closing. Father, I thank you for everyone that's listening today to this program. And God, I just pray in Jesus' name that you built their faith today, faith for miracles, faith in you, that you can do the impossible. And I ask you today to bring healing to those who are sick, bring finances to those who are in need. And God, do the supernatural because you do it time and time again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. God bless you, friend. Thank you for listening. Walk in grace.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He He makes His mercies new every morning.